Questions 1 and 2 will be based on the following news item.
U.S. President Barack Obama has said the time has come for a review on the U.S. immigration system. He made his case at a high school in Las Vegas, Nevada, a day after a group of senators outlined a framework for reform. The White House and senators conceive a path to citizenship for many of an estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants in the U.S. He noted that the current system was out of date and badly broken. Mr. Obama's case for an immigration reform reflects a blueprint he rolled out in 2011, though that did not go far. Mr. Obama now backs the Senate plan, including making illegal immigrants pay taxes and fines, and sending them to the back of the queue before they can become American citizens. His 2011 blueprint also focused on a path to permanent residency and eventual citizenship. After 8 years, individuals would be allowed to become legal permanent residents and would eventually become citizens 5 years later, according to his 2011 blueprint.
Question 1. What can we know about the immigration reform? Question 2. According to Obama's 2011 blueprint, how long would it take for illegal immigrants to gain citizenship?